Domestic violence, by its very nature, often takes place behind closed doors, but that doesn't mean those experiencing it are safe when out in public spaces. In an initiative born out of personal experience, a Queensland woman has launched a new program to help victims get help in a public setting. It's called the Domestic Violence Safe Space Initiative, a simple concept that could save lives. It involves businesses using a sticker to signal that their premises are a safe space. And it's the brainchild of Samantha Schulte, a victim survivor of a high-profile domestic violence case. Samantha Schulte, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. And just if you would, I'd just sum up that high-profile case I alluded to, your experience of domestic violence.
Yes, so on Christmas Day 2018, my children and I became survivors and no longer people surviving domestic and family violence. And for myself, that had been over 10 years of being in a very abusive relationship. And following that experience and due to the circumstances surrounding our survival, it was subject to a Queensland coronial inquest, and it's not lost on me that every day in most coronial inquests, the victim survivors haven't survived in order to be able to take part in that process. So that was a very, very long and trying time, not just surviving, but also going through that process. And it has really led me to now do this work in the space and hope that other people are now get to live a life that I now get to live, blessed to live a life free from domestic and family violence.
And tell us about the thinking behind this sticker initiative we're talking about, the Safe Space Initiative.
Yeah, so it's a really simple concept, and what we know in, and personally I know this also from my experience, is that victim survivors often still are required to have contact and interactions with people that use abuse against them after separation. The DV Safe Space Initiative is not designed to be a crisis response. What it's designed to do is to allow victim survivors to go about their everyday activities in public spaces with more confidence, and for them to be able to know that if they needed support, that that was nearby, that they could walk into that space and just use it without having to even communicate that to the business. Or if they needed to let the business know, the business has the tools and information that's able to direct them to the right supports and appropriate supports at that time.
So what tools or training do these businesses have to go through before they can sort of put a sticker on their window or door and flag that they're a safe space?
We need to sit down and we need to speak with people, because what we understand about domestic violence is that there is still a lot of misconceptions that people are still trying to get their head around. And despite it being such a prevalent issue in our community, there are still gaps in knowledge. So it's speaking to them and helping them to understand what domestic violence is, them to be able to understand how it might show up. And also it is then directing them to the state crisis lines or the appropriate services that they can reach out to and direct a victim survivor to be able to get that support. What we know about domestic and family violence is that a lot of victim survivors sort of start with that process of and thought patterns, and this was certainly in my instance, sort of working out and having conversations with people, everyday conversations with hairdressers. I speak to many hairdressers who pick up on those things and those conversations. So for them to be able to have the tools to have that conversation appropriately, understand the privacy, that is invaluable to be able to direct victim survivors to the most appropriate services who will be able to support them. But it also gives victim survivors a level of comfort when they're out in the community, because we know that post-separation and also abuse during relationships includes acts that are not always overt acts of violence, particularly when we talk about coercive control. There is monitoring, there is following, and victim survivors should be able to go out in public and feel safe and confident. This provides them with that, just that extra layer of support if they need to step inside somewhere and use that safe space.
And what's the uptake been so far?
It's actually been very, very successful here. We launched in October, and for a small grassroots organisation like the Survivor Service, we're located in Far North Queensland in Townsville. We've had over 25 businesses reach out to us, and that includes businesses down to Southeast Queensland, because we know that already there are organisations in businesses that are doing this. For example, like community centres and places every day that victim survivors frequent. What this allows them to do is to let other victim survivors know that that's a soft landing pad or somewhere that they can go if they just need to be pointed in the right direction. So, it's been very successful, and we've just been supported with a grant from Horizon. So we're actually going to be able to map all of the DV safe spaces so that victim survivors can actually look at that before they go out and plan their day. That can help them to go out with a little bit more confidence and safety, knowing that if need be, they can step inside somewhere and that place can offer them the appropriate tools or support to go to where they need and get to be where they need to and get more information and support.
Samantha Schulte, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Samantha Schulte is the founder of the Survivor Centre. Now, if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732.